Hello?
To collect call from
Life of a Lifer.
To accept this call, press 5 now.
Hello, friends and family. It's great to be back on here. This is Taylor Conley on the Life of a Lifer. Man, it's been a crazy past couple of months. I was able to do the episode with Marcus with Big Herc a few weeks back, and that was a treat. That was really cool to be able to talk to him and interview him. And Cecilia, the wife of a lifer, was able to meet him and do a video with him. And we got the interview. It was really a great thing. And at that time, I was still having COVID. So I tested positive for COVID, and I'm fully recovered now, back to my unit, back to my cell. But things still are crazy here with that stuff. We were locked in for most of the day here for a couple of months. We'd only get out for about 45 minutes. I've had a lot of time to be able to really catch up on some of my projects that I hadn't been having time to do. So I was able to take and finish up some artwork. It was really a treat because with all the things that have been having going on, my artwork was something that kind of got set aside for a while. And I've been missing doing it, so I was able to finish up like about 3 big pieces, and I felt really good about it. It was nice to just unwind and be able to do that. So that's what I've been doing, is focusing on, okay, what can I do instead of just sitting here going stir crazy and being depressed about it. So I also have had the chance to take and look at my book, The Convicted Entrepreneur. I really like the framework of it, but there's some more edits that I'd like to do. And in the meantime, I saw this guy on TV before. He was doing an interview on The Daily Show, and his name was Chris Wilson. He wrote a book called The Master Plan, My Journey from Life in Prison to a Life of Purpose. And it really caught my attention because the first line that they were talking about was this guy had been serving a life sentence in prison and he had gotten out. And so I got his book and I've been reading his book, and I just really think that this guy has a very compelling story, and I see kind of similarities, and that's why it drew me to it. Myself serving life in prison and being able to do something with yourself and not just stay mentally confined to prison. And so it's really a great story, and we're trying to reach out and see if I can even get him on here to do an interview and potentially connect and network and be able to tell his story on here so you could hear it maybe from him. But nonetheless, if you're out there and you want a good read, a good story, and that really may open up your eyes better than what I could tell, even just from a different perspective, but the same type of situation, The Master Plan by Chris Wilson is a great read. And anyways, in these times, I think that it really shapes who we are by being able to endure the hardships and pull through it. Because, man, there's been times throughout this whole thing where I felt like hope slipping a little bit. But at the same time, that's when you got to reach down and find that strength, because it's there in everybody. Everybody has it, even when we're in the direst of circumstances. I feel that it also can inspire and bring out the best in people as well. And so that's what I've been focusing on. Everything can be very difficult, and it is. I miss my family. I miss my loved ones. I haven't been able to visit my wife face-to-face for a year now. But you also, I remember I've gone way longer than that before in the past of not having any contact with my loved ones and things like that. But it's something that there's not another option for it. So we just have to face through it and endure difficulties and be able to figure out what it is that we can do with ourselves. Anyways, I tell you, man, that COVID, I didn't have a lot of the symptoms that many many people have had, and I didn't have such a suffering time or anything like that. I felt tired, drained, but afterwards, like, I've noticed that I still feel tired, like, over a month later. It's been like 5 weeks, and my energy levels have not come back as much as where I was at before. So I don't know if I see things on the news about the lingering effects of it, like the lasting effects, and there's people that have had a lot of side effects. So I don't know if that's something that, like, it's got to go away after a while, but it's crazy, man. It's definitely something that I never expected to happen, but yet these things are happening. It's real. We got to deal with it. And I just encourage everybody to try to stay positive, or if you have loved ones that are incarcerated, try to just show them love. Send them a card. Do something that is unexpected, because those are the things that really cheer me up the most. Like, I get a card in the mail, and just brightens my day, puts a smile on my face, or somebody unexpectedly sends me an email on the JPay and says hi, or sends me a photo or something like that. It's really encouraging, but really lifts the spirit. So sometimes small things can really just help people out. And also send somebody a book. The Convicted Entrepreneur is available on Amazon. So if somebody wanted to do something positive with their time, it really does give you all the tools and everything that you need, and encourages and motivates in a positive way to get started on doing something positive outside of prison. And that's my whole goal with it, is to just educate people and give them the knowledge. Like, here's how you get started. That's what it's about. And also this book by Chris Wilson, The Master Plan, definitely encourage you to check that out, because it's a great read, and you'll definitely learn something from it, take something away from it. It's very inspirational. It's definitely a heartfelt, sometimes it's like it gets to you a little bit, but it's definitely a great read. So another thing is, man, we're really trying to get this out there more, and what would be great if you wanted to, we get people that ask us, hey, how can we support what you're doing? Really love it. Well, a great way to do that is to leave a review about the podcast on the platform, whatever platform you listen to it on. Leave a review and subscribe to it, because that's really how we're able to get it further out there. Those types of things help it to get further out there, and for people to know. Like, everybody goes and checks reviews, man. If you do that to something that you enjoy, that you support, that's a great way to give back or to show that support. So I'm throwing that out there, because a lot of people have asked, hey, what can I do? And that's just a very simple way to do it. And anyways, man, I'll keep you posted. I'm going to try to do more of these on here. I know Cecilia, Wife of a Lifer, has been having many guests on there. We send out our magazine quarterly and invite people to share their stories as well, so we can hear from people that are serving long sentences across the country. That's what we're looking to get, different perspectives. And it's very interesting when I hear the feedback about it, is that, like, there's a lot of people out there that are serving life or the equivalent to life for 30 plus years, 20, 30, 40 years. And a lot of them were very young when they got incarcerated. They were between 15, even 14, I think, was one of them, and 16, 17, up to 20, up to 25. You know, I don't know if anybody's ever heard about this, but there's a thing called youthfulness, like, as in somebody who is under the age of 25, the brain science shows that people are not fully developed, and they do not make as good of choices. They don't have the decision-making capabilities and are much more susceptible to influences. There is different legislations that they've passed in states around the country, and in Washington state they have a bill going right now, actually, where if they would essentially raise the juvenile age up to 25 so that way people could have an opportunity to see a parole board that are sentenced to life in prison, or people who have 40-year sentences would be able to get a review after serving a certain amount of time. Depending on the crime, it could be between 15 and 25 years. You see all these people who, and it's crazy that after about 25, myself, it maybe took me a little bit longer, about 26, 27. I did a lot of drugs when I was younger, and I was very hard-headed and stubborn, and I had a lot of bad influences, and my decision-making capabilities were horrible at that time. And so I got myself into this situation. I take responsibility for that. I'm wrongfully convicted of the crime that I'm in here for, but I did a lot of bad stuff and was hanging out with all the wrong people that wound me up in this situation to begin with. So I take responsibility for that. And I understand that those decisions that I made were something that happened as an irresponsible person, and I was young. And there's a lot of people that are like that. There's many stories. I hear it time and time again. You start talking with people that have been in prison for 20 years, 15. I've been in prison 15 years. People that have been in prison 20 years. I know people that have been in prison for over 30 years, almost 40 years. And they were young. They were in their early 20s. And after they reached between 25 years old, 26, 27 years old, that's when the light bulbs finally started to click on. They started to grow up and they started to make better decisions. And a lot of people have done amazing things. People have really grown, overcome huge obstacles and repaired through things that they've been able to accomplish themselves and created different programs that have helped others. And I just really believe that there's got to be some type of a redemption process in the legal system and the justice system. And that's something that's going on right now. So that's another way that people can support. If you, wherever you're at, have heard about something like that, or if you haven't, maybe bring it up as a topic of discussion. And I think that this is better served as a society as a whole, not to just discard these people who have worth and value. And I do want to say before I go that I really appreciate everybody who listens to this, everybody who takes it to heart, everybody who participates and interacts and engages with what we're doing, supporting the cause to bridge the gap between incarceration and the free world out there, to really create opportunities for people while they're incarcerated, not just wait until they get out, but for people to start building that worth, that self-worth. Because that really gives people the sense of responsibility and really gives people hope. Because hope, without hope, there's nothing. People just live in disparity and really don't have any desire to change or do anything different because there's not a hope for a better future. And there's not the ability to create a better future in the present. And so that's what our mission, that's what our goal is. That's why we're doing things that we are and creating these outreach and platforms to give a voice to people for creating that, for somebody to start doing something with their artwork, because art does change lives. It really helped me. It's been such a healing thing, and it's been such a way to express myself in a positive manner. Regardless of what I'm going through, I can do art, and it's unlimited. So anyways, I do appreciate everybody out there who supports this cause and who supports what we're doing and supports somebody who's going through a similar situation. That's the only way that any positive change is ever going to happen, is through people supporting people that are doing positive stuff and encouraging more of it. Thank you. This is Taylor Conley on The Life of a Lifer, and check us out. We come on here every week. All right. Thank you for listening. I'm Taylor Conley, and this is Life of a Lifer podcast. Be sure to visit the website lifeofalifer.com, and don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.